want you to sing one for us before the next man comes, all right? You listen while she sings.
Thank you.
you appreciated that, say amen. I love you. Amen. Brother Paul, you come around. Appreciate Paul Tripp. He's from Columbia, South Carolina. Has a church work down there. Tries to help some of the children and young folks in his area. I appreciate him. It's good to have him. He'll sing for us a song. Then we're going to have Brother Travis Parker's going to preach for us. But you sing for us, Brother Paul.
I'm just thankful this morning to be here at this meeting. It's been a tremendous work in my heart.
The stormy sea of sin, I was sinking, never to rise again. The wind and the rain round me crashing had me battered and torn within, but he rescued me. Jesus rescued me from the cold, dark waters. Troubled sea, he rescued me. Through life I can see that he reached down in love and he rescued me. I could feel death's arms around me as I struggled for my life. I could see his angels waiting or to claim me for his prize. In my hour of desperation, I almost lost my mind. But I cried out to Jesus, and he saved me just in time. Thank God he rescued me. Jesus rescued me from the cold, dark water. Rescued me from the cold, dark waters of sin's troubled sea. He rescued. through life, I can see that he reached down in love and he rescued me. He rescued me. Jesus rescued me from the cold, dark waters of sin's troubled sea. He rescued me. Through life I can see that down in love, thank God he rescued me.
It's singing. I can identify with that. I remember when he came to me. Don't you appreciate that singing? That's a blessing. Amen. It's come time for our third message. Going to ask Brother Travis Parker. He pastors the Zirconia Baptist Church right below Hendersonville, North Carolina. I appreciate this young man. I've known him since he's a young boy. And I'm glad God's hand's on his life. And I felt like he ought to preach for us at camp meeting. It's good to have him. You hear him gladly this morning while he preaches what God's give to him. I love you, brother. Amen.
2 Kings chapter number 2 this morning, if you have your Bibles. 2 Kings chapter number 2. I'm thankful that he rescued me. Amen. I appreciate the privilege to be in camp meeting this morning. Amen. I appreciate the good messages we've already heard. Appreciate the good preaching from Brother Stacy this morning. What a blessing that was. And then Brother Brian, what a great message on forgiveness. And the Lord help us in that department. I appreciate Brother Steve. Love him. Few men has made an impact in my life as this man of God has, and we just appreciate him and love him from the bottom of our heart. 2 Kings chapter number 2, would you stand? And by standing, we'll reverence the reading of God's word together. I want to begin reading verse number 11, the Bible said, "And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them into pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they were parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. You can be seated this morning. I want you to look back with me in verse number 13. The Bible says he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back